Well, what's interesting is how this bull market list from Hagerty changes from year to year. This is the fifth year that Hagerty's been doing this, and what the bull market list is, it's a list of enthusiast cars and trucks that the company's market experts and analysts predict will increase in value over the next year. Now, they clarify by saying that this isn't some sort of get-rich-quick scheme. This isn't like you're going to get a reality show and be flipping cars. Nothing like that. It's rather, this is a list of cars that are hot in the market right now. This is what the collector car hobby is trending towards. And these are the cars that over the next 12 months, again, expected to increase in value and also are expected to be the most enjoyable to drive. Now, as I mentioned before, the list does vary from year to year. And a really good example is 2 years ago. In 2020, at the top of the list, it was cars like the Dodge Viper and the Acura Integra. Older millennials and Gen Xers, there was a movement to say that those were their cars. And I think everybody, I'm in that age group. I had a Dodge Viper poster, and we all love the Fast and the Furious movies, right? So those were the cars a couple of years ago that were on top of the Hagerty bull market list, and it's not quite that way for 2022. The list includes a number of vehicles between 1963 and 2012. And so it's a pretty good healthy mix between sports cars, luxury cars, and muscle cars, and even a few SUVs as well. At the top of the bull market list is the 1965 through 1970 Cadillac DeVille. Now, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to go through my three favorite vehicles on the Hagerty bull market list. I'll include Hagerty's thoughts as well as a few of my own. The link below will take you to the full list. And if you agree or disagree with anything that we say here, feel free to hit us up on Twitter. We'll be happy to continue the dialogue with you. You'll find a link to our Twitter page below. But yeah, at the top of the list, the 1965 through 1970 Cadillac DeVille. Hagerty writes, collectors long ago flocked to the late 50s Cadillacs with their iconic fins, while these more modern and usable late 60s models were largely snubbed. That is changing, but this generation of Cadillacs remains highly affordable, Hagerty says, particularly on a dollar per pound scale, and they draw plenty of eyeballs and thumbs up. Hagerty closes their thoughts on the Cadillac DeVille by saying that they offer a lot of Detroit style for not a lot of money. My take is that I don't have much to add. As a loyal Detroit Lions fan and a loyal Detroit Tigers fan, we can have a conversation about sports later, but no denying that the Cadillac DeVille that is on the Hagerty bull market list, 1965 through 1970, that's about as Detroit as you're going to get. The next one on Hagerty's bull market list is important for me because it reminds me of my childhood. And every car enthusiast has this. Every car enthusiast can tell you about a vehicle they saw when they were a kid that they were just immediately drawn to. For a lot of people, it's cars like a Ford Mustang, it's cars like a Chevy Corvette. For me, it's the Mazda RX-7, and it's on Hagerty's bull market list for 2022. The 1979 through 1985 Mazda RX-7. My neighbor up the street had one. Here's what Hagerty writes. Mazda worked tirelessly for decades to get the rotary engine down, fighting mechanical gremlins and international obstacles along the way. It all came together in the first generation RX-7, a sports car that turned the performance car segment on its head by exploiting the tiny engine's massive potential. Huge production figures mean that good ones are still easy to find, at least for now. So that's Hagerty's take on it. What was interesting is that I grew up in a rural farming community, so most people had one of three brands, a Chrysler, a GM, or a Ford. And my neighbor up the street, he was a Mazda and Nissan guy, which was admittedly different. He was the only one on the block with a Mazda. He was the only one on the block with a Nissan. When the minivan craze came around back then, my parents and everybody had a Dodge Caravan or a Plymouth Voyager. They had a Nissan Quest minivan. And then he had a Nissan Maxima as well, but in his garage, he also had this light blue Mazda RX-7. I absolutely love this car because to me as a kid, it looks so futuristic and cool. It isn't something you see every day, in a rural farming community. It's cool to see it on Hagerty's bull market list for 2022. And rounding out my top three on the Hagerty bull market list for 2022 is the 1966 and 1967 Pontiac GTO. You know, a minute ago I said there was no car that was, you know, that represented Detroit better than the Cadillac DeVille. I lied. I take that back. It's actually the Pontiac GTO. But Hagerty writes, "There will only ever be one original muscle car, and the GTO is it. For 1966, the car received a styling update that ushered in, quote, the Coke bottle shape. That year was also the last year to offer not only the 389 V8, but the factory optional tri-power carburetor setup. Although prices have been flat, they are starting to heat up, and now might be the time to buy." Hagerty estimates the value of that car to be over $100,000. One thing I've always wondered is what a modern-day Pontiac GTO would look like. Now, obviously, Pontiac went away in 2009, but when you look at the pony cars today, as it were, so Ford Mustang, Chevy Camaro, Dodge Charger, Dodge Challenger, you could kind of group all those together in the pony car segment, but the Mustang and the Camaro, at least in their modern forms to me, strike me more as overall performance cars, where the Charger and Challenger strike me as straight muscle cars. Now, I mean, I think all those cars are great on a track, but when I see the Camaro and Mustang, I think a track that has turns in it. And when I see the Charger and Challenger, I just think a straight line, mash the gas and go, right? I wonder where the Pontiac GTO, if Pontiac were around today, I wonder where the Pontiac GTO would fall into. If they would go more the performance car route, like a Camaro or Mustang, would they be, say, trying to compete with the Porsches and the BMW M Series and the AMGs of the world? Or would the Pontiac GTO be more muscle car oriented and be competing with the Dodge Charger and the Dodge Challenger? It would be interesting to see. Definitely some food for thought there. See the link below to the full Hagerty Bull Market list for 2022. And thanks always for reading Automoblog.